Cool. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Quality Time TV. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in, whether you're listening to SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, wherever you at. We appreciate each and every one of you. On this episode, I got my guest, Young Sho, in the building. Young Sho, what's going on, man?
Yo, man. What's going on? Chilling, relaxing. How are you?
Yo, thanks for coming on, man. Really appreciate you for coming on, man. Seriously, it's been a while, man.
it's been a little minute, man. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Let everybody know real quick a little bit about you, where you from, and all that.
Oh, man. So, name Young Sho. From two areas, actually. You know what I mean? I spent a lot of time between Atlanta and South Carolina, majority of my life. So, I don't really like to claim my home too much. I've spent so much time in these two places, actually, and also in Maryland. So I've just been floating in between them three places my whole life. So, you know, I'm a floater.
I get you, man. But yeah, appreciate it again. So let's hop into it, because as we all know, Instagram likes to cut us off after an hour, and we always have too much. We always go into a lot of topics. First thing I want to get into is something that you brought up in one of your Instagram videos that you posted. I think it was either this morning or last night. I saw it this morning, though. And you were basically talking about the industry and how the industry is a numbers game. And you were explaining a couple things about, do we need labels, and you don't need a label if you built the fan base yourself. But could you explain that a little bit more?
So what I was getting to was basically how, how to say, like, the industry has changed a lot. I mean, numbers game has always been a piece of it, but the quality has changed a lot. You know, it was a thing back in the day where it was like the thing to do to go find the artist, you know, that was hiding, tucked in the crevices, you know, that was a monster, and bring them out and make them a star. But it's like now the industry has become, I mean, my opinion, lazy. You know what I mean? They don't want to develop artists no more. They don't want to put anything in. They want you to do all the work and then swoop in and get a cut. You see what I'm saying? It's like, I don't feel like you need a label when to get to that point, because if I'm building myself, you know what I mean, I'm producing the numbers, and I'm able to sell out clubs, and I'm able to make 5, 10, 15 grand a show myself, why would I go to you if I'm already doing it? You know what I mean? Why would I take a loan? Because that's all it is. That money is a loan for production.
Absolutely.
You see what I'm saying? Why would I take a loan from a label to pay for stuff that I'm already getting as quality? You see what I'm saying? I'm not going to take a $100,000, because they're not even giving out big advances anymore. You know, the advances game has changed a lot. It's like you might get $100,000. You know what I'm saying?
You might get something.
You might get something. I think Cardi B first deal was like $50K. She didn't get a big bonus until like after she, you know what I mean, went viral, like real viral. You know, then they had to go back to the table with it. You know what I'm saying? But they're not even giving you no money no more for it. And all of it is just for, you know, to pay for beat, studio time, production, video shoot, hectic. And they want you to use the people that they use. But my mind is this: before I go pay a, and there's no disrespect to nobody who's earned, you know, earned their keeps or whatever, but I don't feel like I need an old model director or anyone. I just use somebody that most people are familiar with nowadays, but I don't feel like I need one of them guys, because why would I go pay 20 grand to a camera guy, and I got a guy over here that's $500-$600 that shoot the same, if not better. You see what I'm saying? And this industry has become what I call famous by association. You see what I'm saying?
Explain that. What do you mean?
Famous by association. So prime example. Me, a lot of people can say, oh yeah, Sho dope, man. I like him, you know what I mean? He got bars. But a lot of people won't tune into me. But I can assure you, if you see me with the Gucci Man or the Migos or Rich the Kid or Chance the Rapper or Lil Wayne, or, you know, people of that caliber on a regular, people start following me just because. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, Gucci Man hang with him, so you know, he must be a cool guy, so let me follow him too. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is. Some people don't know nothing. And then you got these people that always want to be the me first. You know, I was rocking with him first. You know what I'm saying? I knew when he dropped this tape back and that whole time he just found it on Google.
I've been listening to him since this, since that, that those people, right?
I remember when he had the group back and he was in the eighth grade. That's not even, and that's just how the industry is. You become famous by association, and it's a few people who are just blowing up just because, you know what I mean? And a lot of them that are blowing up is because of the numbers, you know what I mean? They
But don't you
are
think
instant.
that, all right, so you're saying like you can't have your own fans, like you can't build your own fan base. But, and I'm just playing that devil's advocate here. Like, wouldn't you say that the labels, I mean, that's what they are, but wouldn't you say that the labels are putting people in those positions to be around the Gucci's, to be around the celebrities that will help boost their names, boost their image? Isn't that one reason that somebody might want to be on a label?
I wouldn't. I wouldn't want to be on the label just for you to boost me up off somebody else's backbone. I want you to boost me up because you're boosting me up. But I'm saying I want my own light. I want my own lane. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of these dudes don't have their own lane or their own light. You know, even Rallo had to make a song, or he had to make a song. And he had to put that verse in there. You get what I'm saying? Like, he had to let the world know, like, yeah, I fuck with Gucci. You know, I don't know if you cuss on here, forgive me. But, you know, I
You
mess with him.
good.
You know what I'm saying? But I make my own money. I ain't saying he never did it for me, but I did this on my own. You see what I'm saying? He had to let you know, because everybody was just, anytime they associated Rallo, it was Gucci Mane. You get what I'm
So
saying?
yeah, what you're saying is that you don't want that. You don't want to have somebody attached to your name. You should be making your own image, because then it gets harder to kind of push forward. Like,
It's a different if Gucci Mane came and signed me as an artist, and he signed me, you know what I mean, I'm working, but I don't want to have to be standing in his pocket to blow up. You know what I mean? I don't want to be riding around holding on to the back of his shirt for 2, 3 years for my name to jump. You know what I'm saying? But it's just like, it seems like that's just the way of the industry now, and it's how they're making it. You see what I'm saying? They're making it this way. It does not have to be this way. You know what I mean? It's like they want you to work hard as the artist. You see what I'm saying? Like Mike Epps said something, man, that made sense to me. And he was talking about comedians. You know how they got the gatekeepers? The A&Rs are the gatekeepers to the industry. They are the yes and no
But
people.
I feel like you don't need the A&Rs anymore. Like you said before, in 2018, we can build, no matter what you are, if you're a DJ, you're a rapper, you're a singer, if you paint paintings, I feel like through social media and because of the internet, there are no more gatekeepers. Anybody can blow up. And it gets to the point where you become so hot, it doesn't matter how trash you are or how great you are. If you become hot enough, somebody has to pick you up. Somebody has to approach you and say, yo, we can bring you to that next level, which is the labels. And I think like what you're saying is, why should I do it if I'm already there? But I'm thinking also like in a business sense. Like you think about Yahoo.com, the search engine. And they were supposed to be acquired a few times. And you know, they got offers for, I don't know the exact numbers, but apparently the first offer was like, oh, 10 billion. Then the next one was like 40 billion, and they declined both because they're like, oh, we're gonna blow up, we don't need it. Then they got bought out from another company for like 2 billion, and it's like they ended up losing. So sometimes the labels, and L dot just hopped in the chat. There's a couple people that hopped in, by the way. Light King, I see you, thanks for tuning in. Type 1990, I see you. L dot, thanks for tuning in. But do labels give some sort of stability? And L dot says, I think it depends. There definitely are still gatekeepers, but they don't have as much influence as they did when A&Rs were really necessary. What do you think about that?
Definitely. I definitely agree. Because like I said, you know, the A&Rs have become lazy now. They ain't putting no work.
They don't
They
have to.
want you to work.
Yeah.
They don't have to. They want you to work. I mean, I say yes or no. You see what I'm saying? And I've watched it. It's all on, you gotta think. People are human. First of all, let's never forget that. I don't care how many degrees they have, I don't care how much business they say they know, or how much intelligent they are about this industry. At the end of the day, they're still human. And your chances of getting picked by this individual human is based on either your numbers is out of this world or they just genuinely like your music. Now, if they don't genuinely like your music, it's going to always be a numbers game with them because they don't like your music. Because the people that really sit high up, they can care less what the music sound like.
They don't,
The
they're not
numbers
even
look
listening
good.
to
The money is
it.
coming in. Exactly. The nigga that own that own Republic Records or Sony or Orchard or one of them, he's probably an old fat white guy that listen to Kenny Chesney and smoke cigars and dip tobacco. Like he probably don't even know none of the people on his roster. All he know is that black guy with dreads and he wears skinny jeans makes me $20 million a year, so I like that guy. And don't know none of his songs.
Shona
He can care
says,
less.
Shona agrees. She says, I don't think labels are needed. And you're right. It's a very good, very cool one. DJ Sirius 407, what's going on? Thanks for tuning in. Right now we're talking about labels in 2018. Do we need them? But now you're right. You know, the higher ups could care less. At the end of the day, or everything that they're all these, as you said, investments are investments. If they
Oh
see
yeah.
that you've had that you're building a fan base, in my opinion, I think if they see that you're building a fan base, then they see that there's profit in it. At the end of the day, every artist getting these deals are just expensive lottery tickets. It's like, all right, we're gonna give you a deal, we're gonna give you a deal, we're gonna give you a deal. One of you is gonna blow up and we're gonna make the money back. And
Yeah, definitely.
I've always said too, like, I feel like artists are doing it wrong now where they are still trying to get the labels. If you think about this on a business standpoint, which it is all still a business, why wouldn't you do something like form your you as an artist as a company and have people buy shares, have people invest into the company which you're producing the product for, which is the music, and then raise your money like that. Now you're protected on all ends of the board, and you don't need the label. You don't need any of that. The stability is there. At this point, you could even give your managers and the people you're hiring health insurance. You could give them 401ks, all of this other stuff. And now you've turned your brand, your artistry into a business, which is something that's lucrative and looks a lot better than you just running around dropping music. DJ Sirius says that they're getting 360 deals. What does everybody think in the chat? Show, let me know what you think.
360 deals, it depends on how it works. 360 deals are good for a person like if you're a Lady Gaga or you're a Beyonce or you're somebody that can really hit those type of numbers to where the back end doesn't even matter. You know what I mean? But if you're a young show like myself who's still climbing, 360 deals is terrible. I'm gonna get raped. I'm gonna get raped. I'm not ashamed to admit it. I'm a high artist. I feel like I'm dope. I feel like I can be further than what I am if more people actually get to see my music and see my work and the things that I'm doing. But right now, I'm not there yet. You get what I'm saying? By me not being there yet, a 360 will eat me alive. You see what I'm saying? So staying away from the labels, I'm not going to sit here and act like I would not sign to a label. If it's right, I would. You see what I'm saying? But I'm not going to sell my soul. And it's like when you're at a certain number in the game, they feel like they can play with you in that manner. Because it's like, well, you ain't got the numbers that such and such got. You ain't doing this, you ain't that. So this is what I'm going to offer you. You either going to take it or you're going to leave
Now you're
it.
right.
Type of situation. So it's like, you know, it ain't it, there is no more, man, I believe in you. I'm gonna take you to the top. We're gonna make this thing work. That was music. That was real talent. That was real passion. The passion has died in music. And there's no disrespect to nobody. Again, you got a little baby who's making millions of dollars and he hated rap. And you got a
Oh wow, I
guy
didn't know
like
that.
me and a lot of these people that's tuned in, that's in love with music, and this is their life. And they're working hard daily trying to make something. And you got a little baby just because he know a guy named P and Coach K gets an opportunity of a lifetime that people sit here and they shed tears for. They wake up, they
People
can't
die
sleep,
for
they
this.
can't eat over, they dying for it, and they scratching for it. And then there you got these gatekeepers trying to compare you to somebody who didn't even work hard. You understand what I'm saying? So
Absolutely.
it's like the game has changed so much, the passion has died, man. There's no passion no more. And the people that got the passion, they're making it harder for them to get in. They don't want the people with passion in because you know why? It's gonna curb it. back the other way. It's going to curb the appetite. It's going to go back the other way. You see what I'm saying?
It's a good point.
Because back, go ahead.
Shona says, I'm not really in tune with behind the scenes of labels, but in my opinion, they are puppet masters. I also feel that sometimes they suffocate your creativity, which is kind of like what you just said. The ones who have talent, they ain't gonna really push it. But if you have a good gimmick and it's something that's gonna sell quick, then. But then, you know what? I feel like if you are the talented artist, once again playing devil's advocate, you should be using that talent to kind of build your own. See, there's something I found out recently. It's either you have a small group of people that love you or a large group that likes you. I feel like when you blow up quick, you get the large group that likes you. These are
Like
the,
you. That's it.
yeah, but you screw up one day and we don't care
You're
about you.
gone.
They
Poof.
exactly gone. But then you have somebody who comes up slow, and no matter what you do, people's gonna stay
They're gonna
behind
love
you. Let's look at Chris Brown.
that.
Let's look at Justin Bieber. Let's look at R. Kelly. Like, R. Kelly still got fans, and we all know what they all did.
I don't
But,
want to say Justin Bieber was a, I built up my life. And Justin Bieber
He
was
had
just right
moments.
place, right time.
Yeah.
He had a moment. That was
Yeah.
it. A lot of these guys are moments. I'm gonna keep it real with you. A lot of these guys are moments. And that's just like, I'm gonna give you another example of moments and the famous by association. Some people aren't gonna like when I say it. And it's not, it's, like I said, again, it's no disrespect and no shade, but I pay attention to what people don't pay attention to. Sometimes maybe they do. So you got this duct tape label, right? Duct tape is a label that I can say has grinded. I can say has made it from nothing to something. They have artists that have really been about what they talk about. But the guy that opened the door for him, for them, I don't feel like he get as much love as he should to me, which is Ali Boy. Ali Boy opened the door for Duct Tape. Nobody knew nothing about Duct Tape, who Duct Tape was, what they stood for, where they came from, until Ali Boy dropped. Even now, you got Trouble. You got Big Bank, which is the people that run it, and there's no shade to them. You got Velly de Sosa, all these guys that are on the label, right? But anywhere you go in the world, in America, in the street, any corner you walk on, any block you walk on, anytime you say Duct Tape, the first name that come out is Ali Boy. And Trouble right now has a little bit more fame than Ali Boy. You get what I'm saying? Because why? Trouble did a song with who? Young Thug. Trouble had a remix with who?
That
You get what I'm
association.
saying? Famous by association. And before he did these features, he had his buzz locally, but he wasn't popping nowhere else. You wasn't walking in the club and you heard a Trouble song, Rich or Pussy. You wasn't hearing that in the club. You see what I'm saying? I listened to it because I thought it was a dope song and it had meaning. I understand where he was coming from.
But until
He
that
actually had
association came in, it's
until that
just,
association. Exactly.
yeah. Nah, I get you. I get you 100%.
Even now, when I mention a song, unless you're from that side of the world, or you're just that in tune with Duct Tape as a whole, I mention the people, and I promise you, this is, mind you, he's big. A lot of followers. Makes good money. Even now to this day, when I say, hey man, you know Trouble? Who you talking about? Trouble. DT Trouble. Nah. Like a thief in the night. Oh, on the song with Thug. That's not, that's his song. Famous association. It's proven.
I artists need to take notes because y'all gotta be careful who you do it with, because sometimes whoever you are having featured on your song, it becomes their song.
It is.
Like the Nav and not Nav, was it Belly and the Weeknd song. You can't do a song with the Weeknd because it turns into the Weeknd song over rip. So you can't do a song with Thug because it's gonna be Thug's song over rip. Like you know that sound. But I just want to go on to something else from that video that you were talking about, including this numbers game. You mentioned it earlier. You mentioned a little bit about industries making you pay higher prices for certain services, such as videographers, photographers, things like that.
beat makers.
beat makers. Like you can go to you could go to a label and you can have them pay $50,000 for a music video, but you could go up the block and you could have your friend Fred shoot it for you for like $5,000, which is a fraction
He
of
liked that.
and it's the same quality. It's the same quality, right? Was that what you were saying?
Yeah. Man, listen. You got a guy in Australia named 22 Drips who will smash Metro Boomin on any day. But because Metro Boomin has branded itself with the, again, Young Thug, Offset, Migos, and the Caliber, he's the man. You get Metro Boomin one, that's all you're gonna hear. Famous by association. That's all it takes for a beat maker or anybody in that situation to blast off. Omar the Director, like I stated earlier, people be a long way.
But wouldn't you say, all right, wouldn't you say that Metro Boomin, playing devil's advocate again, Metro Boomin and also these videographers, photographers that are charging the $50,000 for a beat or for a music video, wouldn't you say Metro Boomin has built up his resume to the point where he can, he's worked with these artists, he's worked with these celebrities, he's done the work, shouldn't he be able to charge any amount that he wants? His value is up there.
I'm never negating the price. I'm never gonna negate the price. If the work that he's done in his life and he feels that's what he deserves and he's getting it, get it. I would never knock a man for getting his money.
Well, I mean more in the
But
sense
I'm
of
just saying, me in general, don't get me wrong, I would love to have a Metro Boomin beat. But I gotta think smart right now.
I think okay, that's it.
I did a video clip with Amina Diop, right? You saw the video clip. I was at Patchwork. I talked to Miss Diop. She's a hustler. She from Queens, New York. She worked her way out. Nothing was given to her. She grinded for hers, right? If Amina Diop was to call me now while I'm on the phone with you and then click up, because I would click over if she called me. No
All good.
disrespect to nobody. I mean, if you don't know who Amina Diop is, you need to find out who that is. But if she called me and said, "Show, I need you to get on the first plane in the morning, come to Atlanta, we're going to sign this contract, we're going to do this thing." Give or take a deal from Amina Diop for a person like me, because I understand where I am. Give or take 100,000, 200,000 maximum if it even gets that high, 500K, right? I gotta make this money work for me. I gotta make this money work for me. She might want two tapes.
I get what
Right
you're
now,
saying.
she's
So
in that process. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
it's more plain and smarter is what it is. It's not about when you get signed to the label, you don't have to really think about these things. So what you're saying is you could get the same quality. And thank you everybody who's tuned in again. We're going back real quick to producer Shauna says, but I feel like these beat makers have talent. But I just wanted to say, like, when you say you have the professional, you have the professional artists, or the videographers, or the producers that are charging this price, you can get that because of association, like you mentioned before. But you need to play it smart and say, all right, I have this amount of money, and I don't have a label, but I can still get the label quality for this price. But I just need to be smart with what my decisions are. And
You're right.
L Dot says, that's a fact. A lot of artists mess themselves up like that. Well, I think that they're shooting for that look. They're shooting for the clout. He also says they get their advance, which is really good, really supposed to be used in their second project, and they blow it. Then they end up as a one-hit wonder.
Definitely. They have nothing. They have nothing to fall back on. You're swinging for the fence when you do this. Be smart with your money. If you just drop the tape that they love, they fell in love with, that cost you about $700, right? Same quality. You got engineers out here that's mixing and mastering tracks for $41.
This is very true.
Better eat a Timberland alive.
And you know
This
what's
shit
funny?
said Timberland, hit the
Real
goat.
quick, you know what's funny with that? Is a lot of artists won't even go to pay that $40 to get it professionally mixed and mastered, and they send us, because I just want to say, DJ Serious has got to get your music to the DJs. And DJ Serious, I'm sure you've gotten tracks that you're like, Yo, this is not even mixed, let alone mastered. Like, why are the levels all over the place? I'm loading this up in Serato and I'm about to blow the club speakers because you didn't get your track mixed properly. So it's just funny that you bring that up. Like, you can get the same services that you would get professionally done, but you're not doing it. And I don't know if it's a matter of they don't know to do that, but you should be able to say, all right, I can go to Joe up the block and get my track max for $40, $50, even $100 is worth it. It's worth it.
Man, this game has become, it was always a game that attacks you. But it attacks you more now to the point to where an intelligent artist, they don't want. Because if you're intelligent, I can't run game on you. I can't do certain things to you because you know better, right? I feel like I'm an intelligent artist. I've talked to many artists every day, and they drop fire every day. Don't got a master, don't got a copyright, don't got no royalties. I say BMI, they look at me like, what's that? You get what I'm saying? I ask them about a sound exchange, they're like, what's that? I say, you know, I said, oh yeah, I got publishing. Who? Oh, TuneCore. No, it's not yours, brother. Where's your publishing? Do you know how to register your publishing to your royalty account? Do you know how to turn your name into a business
That's what I was saying
outside of your
earlier.
benefits alone?
Yep. At the end of the day, like,
My bad. I just wanted to
yeah,
say
say
this.
what you say.
I'm gonna show you something. The industry has been built off a of dollar and numbers, right? The more dumb you are, the more rich I can become. Because everything that is free that you do not know, I can charge you a dollar for. Because you're so focused on jumping on the mic, that you take time to sit down and study. Right? So I'm gonna charge you for something that's free. That's not even supposed to be charged for. A lot of people gonna hate me for saying this, but I'm gonna tell you something.
Talk about it. Talk about
Everybody wants to
it.
get their blue, everybody wants to get that blue check mark on Instagram, right? On Twitter,
Yeah.
Facebook, right?
A
You
little
know how you do that?
verified.
Wikipedia.
What'd you say?
Wikipedia gets you verified. Wikipedia. And if you do know that, a lot of people will say, oh man, yeah, man, but you know, the people that do the Wikipedia, man, they're like $500, $600. They 15, 17, 18, 2,000, 3,000, $4,000. Wrong. They only cost that because you don't know how to do it and you don't know how to type properly, so you don't know how to edit and put together a bio. You don't know how to attach your links to the site. Wikipedia writes in bold print. Wikipedia.org states in bold print, this is a free site. It's 100% free to add your bio to Wikipedia. You just have to have verifiable links to match and show that's who you are. And once you have three major blogs to verify who you are, you get a page on Wikipedia. Long as you know how to type properly. A lot of us don't know how to do that. So we got to pay somebody to do that, which is free. And technically, it's against the law to charge you to put your write-up on Wikipedia. That's illegal.
And
But
people
because
find a
artists
way.
know no better, I'm gonna charge you for free game. I'm gonna charge you because I sat down and spent 20, 30 minutes to read this and you didn't want to. Because you didn't see the importance in it. So I'm gonna charge you for free game, period, point blank.
And some
Somebody gonna
people
be
get
mad at me.
got.
I get,
Oh,
I might get shot at. Real right.
nah, you're right. And it's more than just even that. Like, that's just a lesson to say how many things artists aren't looking into that. And it's as simple as Google. Like, we live in 2018. There's no more excuses. Like, there's no more excuses on how to do anything. All you gotta do is go to Google and type
Got
in your
everything.
question. DJ Sirius says it. Go, yeah, you gotta invest in your craft. DJ Sirius says investment is the key. Shona says the industry is way too complicated. That's very true.
It's
Hyper, what's going on? I see you.
not, it's
But
not though. It's not complicated.
I could see why somebody would say it's complicated. Like, if you're an artist and all you know is your craft of being a singer, being a rapper, being even a piano player, and business isn't your thing, because business ain't for everybody, man. Like, it's not.
That's an excuse. That's an excuse, Kadeem. I don't agree. I don't agree. How can you love something you know nothing about it? It's impossible. It's impossible to love something and know nothing about it. How can you be a great engineer but you know nothing about the program that you're touching?
This is true.
How can you be a DJ and you know nothing about the board that you're spinning on, the pieces and the tools that it takes to create this board? If something goes out, you know what it was and why it did so. It doesn't make sense. How? Why would you not want to know these things? So the industry is built on charging you for what you will not go look for. And once they notice that you know it, then they change it again. That's why, if you notice, in between 2006 all the way up to 2013, there was a freeze on labels signing artists. Because they was like, dang, they starting to get smart. They create their own labels. All these independent labels are blowing up.
Because you could do
Cash
that
money.
now.
Exactly.
With the internet, you could do that. It's
Then they
easier
found
than
out
ever.
something else they didn't know. They found out something else they didn't know. You had a lot of artists that was green to the fact of how to make money on the back end. There was so much back end loose money just floating around there. They were like, well, shit, I'm gonna just go ahead and take this money. I'm gonna go take this money from this. I'm gonna get this money out of this. I'm gonna take this money out of this.
And
Me saying what I'm saying to you,
that's what they're doing
if I
with the
didn't take
360. You get money taken out of everything. Every t-shirt you sell, they taking a piece of that, you know.
let me get
And
that. Definitely. That's like right now, if you're in a 360 deal and I call you and say, Kadeem, we down the street, come here, perform. I got 20 grand for you. That had nothing to do with it, but they better get their cut or you going to court.
100%, 100% right. So,
They had nothing to do with it.
not 100% right. And like, I'm gonna go back to just what Shona had said with the industry is complicated, and what you said too, because I can see it from both sides. Like, you're right. You should know your craft. You should know everything about it, even if it's not how to do the most complicated thing in music business. You should at least know the surface of it. So, and there's a very good book that's called All You Need to Know About the Music Industry. It's about like 20 or 20, and they ain't pay me for this, but it's about 20 or $25 on Amazon. You get that book, you will literally learn everything about the music business. So, you know, there is no excuse. There is no excuse. But you, as an artist, would you say that a time would ever come where you would put, and this is, I'm just curious, would you ever put your faith in your music business into your accountants or your manager, or would you always want to have parts of what's going on in that? Because we've seen that in the past where people have been screwed over.
It's mine. Why do I not have parts? Why do I not have parts in what's mine? I created it. Now, there's nothing wrong with having this aid and assistance on doing it because, yes, I'm one person. I can't do it all by myself. I can, but it'll take longer, right? So, there's nothing wrong with having a team and having some people to work with you. But at the end of the day, I want to control the ball. Because it's my ball. You understand what I'm saying?
So isn't that what the labels would be doing though for the artists?
Yeah, because the artists don't know how to control the ball, so they can control the ball for them. They're gonna give them what they feel like they earn.
So
You ain't
there
controlling the ball. You know
is
nothing.
some use. So I feel like when it comes to the labels, that you have to be able to leverage it.
It's used to those who don't know no better. And it's used to those who need some light, who can't get the light. Like, I've been an artist that look for light. So an artist can help, a label can help me in certain ways. But like I said, I never will say that I would never sign, and I would never say that the labels are not beneficial. But you have to know your business, because if you do not know your business, you will get fucked.
That's exactly what Shona says. She said people need to always be involved in everything once it's yours, because that's how people finesse you. Well, that's a great, great point she brought up right there, man. So there was something else I wanted to talk to you about. Recently, we've been seeing this new trend of the Migos releasing their own individual projects, right? We recently had Takeoff drop his project, and what was the other one? Was it was Offset, right? Offset dropped it.
Honcho, yeah. Nah,
Yeah.
also I didn't drop a tape.
Who?
Quavo and Takeoff.
Quavo. Yes, Quavo. He dropped the tape. Did you get a chance to listen to it
I
or
didn't listen
anything
to
from
neither
it?
one of them. I just heard the single that was off
You heard the singles? And how'd
of
you feel about the singles? Did you feel like it captured them as an individual artist? Do you feel like it brought something new to the table?
Well, I got what I thought I was going to get from Takeoff. I wasn't. I'm not gonna say not shocked, because I like Takeoff, period, point blank. So it was what I thought it was gonna be. Honcho, it was what I thought it was gonna be. I mean, because he talks about nothing to me. It is no disrespect to Honcho, you know what I mean? I'm never gonna hate on nobody, but what did he say? What did he talk about? He just got a good voice. He has a voice that's capturing. So he sounds good on something, no matter what he says. He just sounds good on it.
It's true.
I grew up in the era where words meant something. You can't just harmonize to me and get my money. Tell me something. What are you talking about? But that's the way of the world. You know what I mean? It's the harmony that some people fell in love with. You know what I mean? He's Quavo, he had to take off.
Yo, I'm not gonna lie, like sometimes you can't understand what they're saying. Shona says Quavo's album was trash. It was a whole bunch of foolishness. Now listen, I got a little thing with like Migos and Quavo and all of them, like just creating their own projects. I'm happy for them. Don't get me wrong, I'm happy that they're doing their own individual thing, but I feel like we know Migos as the Migos. None of them stick out to me where I want to hear an individual album from any one of them. I feel like them as a group, they're like the Justice League, but them separated, there's no Beyonce. So I'm not really excited to hear it.
I
And
wouldn't even use Beyonce.
who would you say?
She got stuff with her too. She ain't authentic.
But she stuck
Keep it a
out.
buck with
She stuck out on the
not
in Destiny.
authentic. She's not
Explain. What do you
authentic.
mean?
That standout don't belong to her. That belong to Keri Hilson and Ne-Yo. That standout don't belong to her. Because when Keri Hilson decided that she wanted to come out, she told Keri Hilson, "Nah, you can't do that." And everybody starts saying, "Oh, Keri Hilson sound like Beyonce." No.
It's
Beyonce sounds like Keri
the
Hilson.
other way
She wrote for her.
around.
So you ain't in love with Beyonce. You in love with Keri Hilson and Ne-Yo. That's who you in love with. She's just the face in front of it all.
The
That's who
face.
you in love with. That's who's irreplaceable. That's who don't know about me. You dig what I'm saying? That's,
Yeah.
you know
That
what I
was
mean?
Neo. That was Neo.
Exactly. See what I'm saying? All these songs that you so infatuated with, they ain't her.
Shona agrees
The
with you,
stuff
by
that
the
people
way.
say.
She says, I
Yeah,
feel the
of
same
course.
way about Beyonce. CG
Just
Boss
by
says,
accepting?
hell yeah, they write her joints. Facts. He agrees with you.
I mean, listen, everybody was in love with Aaliyah. Don't get me wrong, she was a beautiful girl, had a nice voice. It wasn't Aaliyah you was in love with. You was in love with Missy Elliott. Missy Elliott came in the studio, nice voice, can sing, can rap, she can give it to you in any angle. She didn't have a look. She had a look.
The look.
She
So,
did not have a look. We're gonna find this angelic girl right here, petite, 5'10", nice long hair. You know, she making the patch thing look sexy. You know what I mean? Kind of got a lazy eye. We're gonna fix that. You know, a little money. We got this single. We gonna fix that, right? But why I respect Missy so much, she didn't become a hater. She actually grew a bond with the girl. You get what I'm saying? She could have easily came out and said, "Man, that was all me." Da da da. But she didn't. He took hold of him.
She rode the wave. She rode the
Yeah.
wave. Shona says, and her creativity was all made for her. She's like a doll that they dressed up.
It.
CG says sex sells. You guys
That's
are
it.
all right, 100% right.
Man, if you get on Instagram and say you got a throat like a sewer hole, you do get a deal.
Yo, a whole other topic, but yeah, you're right about that, and I'm not a fan of it right now. I'm not a fan of it, but
That's all Cardi B say.
I wasn't gonna say any
Man.
names.
go viral.
You're right, but I wasn't gonna say any names.
He asked
And it's a
somebody,
trend. It's trending
cool.
now. It's trending now. But
Now
all right.
everybody get hit now.
So going back to Takeoff, Quavo and like the Migos and Offset, or everybody creating their own individual album and doing their own thing. Is it, now that you bring this up, is it that none of them have that image that we're looking for? Is it that there's nobody behind them that's pushing them, that's making them different? Because this is my thing. When I listened to both of their albums, it sounded like, when they had like those movies growing up, and then like they had like a off video where it was like Star Wars, and then they had like a side movie, Star Wars movie. Like, that's what it feels like. Like, I feel like I'm still listening to a Migos album, but these are the cuts that didn't make the album.
Exactly.
Nothing stands out to me. And that's why I say like the Migos need to stick together, because that's what makes them. And I think that they need to start working on a new sound. I think that their sound is starting to get old. I heard this Migos back on Versace. Like, I heard this Migos so long ago. Why am I still hearing it in 2018?
Well, it's changing. You got the Rich Pablo Juan flow that's sinking in. All of these guys are sounding like Rich Pablo Juan. And it's sad because he doesn't even have as much fame as he should, the way niggas is biting him. And then you got the Sauce Walker guy. everybody is. Well, another story. He actually got it from somewhere else, but he first one to use it in music. Now everybody's saying Sauce and Drip and Dripping on You and all this stuff like that, but they're not paying that man homage. You know what I'm saying? He did it, first in music, and but see, what hurt him was getting into it with Drake. I don't know what it is about this guy, but it's like getting into it with Drake in your career. You can do good, you can still make some money, but you ain't gonna go but so far. Nobody's not gonna want you.
Cause that's
It's
power,
you.
though. I mean, that's
That
just
nigga's the
power.
devil.
That's power. And when you all the way up top like that, you can end people's careers with the snap of your fingers. Shona says the Migos sound like they're getting boring. They just yell stuff that's trending.
Offset and Takeoff, yo, stuff that's trending. I mean, Offset and Quavo. Takeoff actually rap. It's just in him. He's natural. That's something he really loves. That's why he don't care about playing a light. He don't care about playing. If you always see Takeoff, he's always in the cut. Even before they had this big thing about who was the best, he's always played the cut. He's here to make music.
Yeah, and I would say that Takeoff's, it wasn't bad. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that it was trash. I just feel like there was no limits that were pushed that made me go, oh wow, like he should have made this album. Like, this is it for him. Like, now his career is about to go to the next level. But now I'm just like, nah, I don't care for it. The only reason I'm caring for it now is 'cause people, I gotta find a song to play in the club. Like, that's the only reason I'm gonna go through the album and listen to it. But I'm not listening to it and saying, yo, this is it for Takeoff. Like, he can be an individual artist right now. He don't even need the Migos. And I ain't feel that way about Quavo. I don't feel like that way about any of them. But even when Culture 2 dropped, I was still like, this ain't it. This ain't it. This is not it. I think that when it comes to groups, if this is what people know you as, it's hard to kind of separate yourself from that if you're not going to separate. There's no individual ingredients when it comes to the Migos. Like, when I hear it, they all sound the same to me. It's like, all right, we're just putting different types of sauces in this pot, but we're not actually putting other ingredients in there. It's just a bunch of
That's it.
sauces. And it's hard to separate that. It's really hard. Shauna says, real quick before you give me your thoughts on that, because I want to know what you think. He should have took it to the next level because he's seen as the underdog. I know
Why is he seen as an underdog?
you had said something about Takeoff, right? A little bit earlier.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how people can see. And see, this is how you know the game has changed. And this is how you know fans have that much power. When you can say that you'd rather listen to a dude who ain't saying nothing over a dude who's giving you substance. He's actually talking about what the song is about. Instead of every other word, she gave me some head, popped a Molly, grah. In a harmonizing note. But then you say the guy who's actually spitting bars, punchlines, I don't like him. He the weakest one in the group. He the weakest one in the group. He actually gave you punchlines, bars, metaphors, similes, where rap is. And you don't like him. I blame the parents. I don't even want to blame the fans. I blame the parents of the fans.
Anna Breeze agrees with you. She says he's not an underdog. CG says, hell nah, take off the best.
It's always been the best. Play any Migos song right now. Tell me what Offset said. Tell me what Quavo said. Tell me what Takeoff said.
Agree.
He did Commando, and his whole verse was about Commando. Takeoff got an Offset talk about jail.
Just whatever comes to mind.
Quavo, I don't know what the fuck he was talking about. It had nothing to do with the song.
Shauna says it's not necessarily about his substance. It's more so that he didn't stand out because, like Deem said, it all sound the same.
It's not that he didn't stand out. He's not flashy. He's not in the media. He's not popular.
In terms of content that he put out. So, CG says it's a new game. It's a new game. MF, I guess you say motherfuckers, on wordplay, it's booty shaking and drugs. And I want to get into something else real quick, like that they brought that up. Because it's not about the whole, to me, it's not about what's happening in the limelight. It's what the music is that you're putting out, the project that you're giving me. And when I listened to Takeoff's album, I heard it and I was like, yeah, this sounds really good. But this sounds like Culture 2.2.3. Like, it sounds like I've heard this already. It's just
You wanna
that.
know why? Because he is the culture. He is the Migos. I'm gonna tell you why I say that. All of your favorite songs during the time that Offset was locked up, that was him. People listen to music but don't know who's the creator. And they discredited the creator. Takeoff was rapping before all of them. And he not even the oldest. He's the youngest. He been rapping like this. The Migos are Takeoff. This is a Takeoff flow. But because they can't do it at his caliber, they had to put it in their own way.
So you're saying
This
that
is
Takeoff is the face?
the Wild Ren lingo. It's Takeoff. Look at my dab. It's Takeoff. You understand what I'm saying? Bad and Bougie. Because he wasn't rapping on it, so he was left off Bad and Bougie. But he actually wrote Bad and Bougie.
Yeah,
Half of you
that's
don't know that.
Shona just said that. He even wrote Bad and Bougie.
He wrote the song. It was his song. He didn't need to be on it.
I get it. I get it. 100%. So I want to go back to something else that we were talking about. Hold on, let me just pull the chat up. And it was that what people are talking about, what people are saying on these records. I feel, and let me know what you think. We got probably about like another 5 to 5, 8 minutes left. But I feel like what's happening now is people are going back to wanting to hear people talking about on records, and I'm calling it contemporary hip hop. And I'll describe it as the Lil Babies, the Gunnas, Roddy Ricch, that type of sound where I'm bringing out guitars, I'm bringing out pianos, and I'm singing, and I'm putting. And we I think you were on that episode that we were talking about that with the dude with the ukulele, and people are telling stories. We're back to telling stories. I feel like that sound is the sound for 2019 and the new upcoming artists. What do you
It's going
think?
in reverse.
What do you think is going to happen for next year in music? Do you think
It's
that
going back in reverse.
contemporary hip hop is coming? Do you think that's the next
Yep,
wave?
it's going in reverse. I stand a chance again.
This
Yeah.
mumble rap is dying out. It's dying out.
Nobody, what you, whatever style you gonna come out with? Cause this wave only came out when Amigos came. And their time is coming.
It's getting old. It's getting old. You think about all
Their
the
time is
artists,
coming. Know it?
the Young Thugs. You had Young Thug. You had Migos.
Young
Who else did we
Thug
have?
style has me.
Rich
Young
Homie
Thug
Quan.
style
What
has
happened
me.
to Rich Homie Quan?
I don't know. He should have kept kissing Birdman or something. Maybe he'd stay around. I don't know.
But like, what
I don't know what
happened?
happened. I don't know. He didn't give it up to Birdman. He just fell off. I don't know what happened.
He ended his career.
Didn't
He told Drake
take
to
one for the
end
team.
it.
Didn't take one for the team. I don't know what happened.
But
He just, you know,
I
he
really
went from diamond to red.
that was it. Yeah, I just think that, you know, that sound is the next wave for hip hop. That's where we're gonna be going to, where we wanna hear feelings on the song, like we spoke about previously. It's about feeling the song. I'm gonna tell you a story and you're gonna feel it. And that's how I feel about like the ukulele and you hear the guitars. You gotta think of it like this. When a musician is playing an instrument, he's not just playing a guitar, he's speaking to you through that instrument. So there's more emotion rather than when you go to a producer and you get a Metro Boomin beat. Yeah, it knocks, but am I feeling it in my heart? When the beginning of
Nope.
sold out dates come on and you hear that guitar, there's a reason why it knocks like that. It's a reason why it feels like that, because that producer, because I think it was the producer that actually played that part. That wasn't a sample or anything. He played that, but you felt it. You felt the energy in there. And that's why I feel like that sound is going to take over for 2019 in hip hop. That's my prediction.
Yeah, get some more little boosters out here. So Mo 3 is underrated. Mo 3 is very underrated. But that's because they don't want to hear Substance. See, they listen to a Boosie because Boosie's been around for a while. You know, he's a veteran, right? But you got a Mo 3 who's a monster. The game has been designed to love the fake and hate the real. The fake seems so real. That is ridiculous. Everybody goes crazy over Moneybagg Yo. When the person who helped create Moneybagg Yo stepped out to speak his truth, he just hating, man. He yeah, I hate it. He hate it. No. No. Finesse 2 times created Moneybagg Yo. That deal that Moneybagg Yo got, that was Finesse deal. You tell him I said that. Man, do not run.
Like that what you said, man.
Yeah.
I like that about the real and the fake. This is 100%
Being
true.
real won't get you nowhere in the industry no more. You gotta know how to lie. Everybody gotta be gangster. Oh, you gotta be a blood. You be a blood, you get a deal.
Because it's cool.
It's cool to be a blood.
It's cool. But it's funny because the people that's up top controlling ain't no Bloods, ain't no Crips. Some dude in a suit calling the shots.
Be a blood, you get a deal tomorrow, I promise you.
There we go. And cut, you gotta get some face tats and get some dreads or something
Face tights with some skinnies.
too. And that's it.
Stay booling on the block. You good.
That's it. Yeah,
Because
man,
this nigga
but
actually don't say shit.
So we gonna end it there, 'cause you dropped some gems at that last part. I don't wanna ruin that. Definitely don't wanna ruin that. But yo, thank you so much for coming on the show and, you know, giving us some thoughts. Let everybody know what you got going on, where they could find you at, how they could
You
reach you.
can find me on Instagram as young s dot h dot o s p l. That's on Instagram. Young s dot h dot o on Twitter. Wasil Bey on Facebook. And also, y'all gotta stay tuned, man. We got SPL TV episode 1 is out, so we're gonna do a couple more episodes. Probably about 10 episodes. We have a grand finale, man. Also, we're in Orlando, Florida. April 18th through the 21st, so we everywhere.
And you're gonna be up here in New York soon too, right?
Oh yeah. December 18th, I will be in Manhattan, New York, performing, man. Be live. You know what I mean? Check the Instagram. You know what I mean? Flies out, tickets on sale. DM me if you want to get a ticket. Go watch me go live.
Let's do it. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to another episode of Quality Time TV. Whether you listen on SoundCloud, iTunes, wherever you're listening at, I don't care. But thank you so much for tuning in. If you guys want to get on the show, if y'all got any questions, email qualitytimetvshow@gmail.com or follow us on IG. That's it. We out. Peace.
Peace. That was good.